Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Some idiot on Twitter, Ron, saying that I'm promoting conspiracy theories on what Jari starting today means. Every time Mike Sullivan makes a decision to start his goaltender, it's a story. That's just a fact. If you've been tracking the Penguins all year, you would know that, right? So if he comes back with Murray, if he had come back with Murray tonight, that would have been significant. And it's significant that he's coming back with Jari, because that would indicate to me that Murray hasn't done enough yet to unseat Jari. I could be wrong there. Maybe Sully comes back with Murray after the break, but either way, it was going to be significant unless you're an idiot. Anyway, Ron. And I blocked him too. I'm up to 2,000 blocks on Twitter.
Can you tell somehow how many you've blocked?
Yeah.
I think I've blocked two. You got to show me during the break.
I will.
How you can find out.
And I keep my blocks in play like Bill Russell. I don't just swat them into the crowd. I keep them in play so we can get a fast break going the other way.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. Well, very self-explanatory, Ron. The best blocks in basketball, the ones where you go up and you block it and keep it in play.
I get the basketball part. Yeah. What do you mean you keep your Twitter blocks in play?
I may unblock them at any point.
2,000 blocks.
2,000
in my
career.
I don't follow Pompeiani. I was not joking about that. I don't block him. I just don't follow him. He clutters up my Twitter.
No, you'll get a Pompeiani tweet in the middle of the night with an NBA score. Yeah. That's all it'll be, is the final score.
You know what? Let's just look out of curiosity. How many tweets would you guess he's had?
In his career?
Yeah.
50,000? Oh. Including probably 10,000 today.
I can't find the total. He's got a lot of people, though. I know that. Oh, here we go. No, how many did you say?
50 grand.
Double that.
100. When did he reach 100?
Not quite 100. 97K.
You know what? We should track that, and when he hits 100, we'll celebrate, which
should
be next week.
97,000.
Give me some of his latest ones, Ron. Give me some pomp tweets.
I don't know. I'm not going to read these. I'm not going to read these.
He keeps the masses informed.
James Harden made just one of 17 3-point shots tonight as Houston lost to OKC.
That's the one we needed.
This is what I love. Jason Tatum, hot for Celtics right now. They lead Lakers by 3 in the second quarter. AD, first game back for L.A. And then finally another one. West Virginia ended first half on 30-7 run against Texas. Longhorns made just 3 field goals in 22 possessions.
Why put that kind of effort into that?
This is why I don't follow him, because it just shows up all the time.
It's incredible. It really is. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7
The Fan. Speaking of which.
Driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. You can text us on the Egger Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Egger Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And Ron, it's 12:32, time to visit the House of 1,000 Beers. Locations in Wexford and New Kent, the home of the best Reuben sandwiches in town. All right. Art Rooney II, Jerry Dulac has a story up this morning at postgazette.com. Steelers not going to let a bad experience with Le'Veon Bell affect their decision to use the franchise or transition tag on Dupree. Art Rooney II saying, and I quote, "I don't think it affects the way we think about franchise tags. We had one, I'll call it unusual experience, and I think it was that, an unusual experience. So to tag Dupree, Ron, Dulac says, will cost them approximately $16 million in 2020 based on a salary cap of $200 million. He doesn't rule out the suggestion they could tag him 2 years in a row. But he also says a long-term deal unlikely because that's probably earmarked for T.J. Watt. What do you make of all of that?
Well, I mean, I think now things change. I mean, I think Dupree has said that I don't think players, they don't like the franchise tag. They like more long-term security. But I think he has said he will play. He will not pull Le'Veon. Now, they do it a second year. That's when Le'Veon held out the entire year. So things can change. I don't know that they're going to do it 2 years in a row, but I think they'll definitely do it this year. And I think they're pretty comfortable that, A, he'll come in on time and give them their best effort.
I never thought we'd be sitting here talking about Bud Dupree getting franchise tagged for $16 million, but he was that good this year.
Not at this time last year. We were talking about what a joke it was to bring him back.
And all,
I mean,
you know,
give him that option here.
The criticism of Bud Dupree was legitimate. Like, you can't sit around and wait for 5 years for every guy you draft, you know? But the Steelers saw something that some of us, a lot of us, didn't. I think Chris Hoke saw something we didn't either. And they signed him. They retained him for that $9.2 million. And they got rewarded. So good for them and great for him. But again, you can't afford with a lot of guys to sit around here and wait for 5 years. Like, they need Devin Bush, for example, to take a giant leap next season. It'd be wonderful if Devin Bush reached his potential or had his best year or suddenly was great in 2026. They need it. They need him to take a leap next year.
And I think he was better this year, I think, than Dupree was.
Yes,
early
absolutely.
On in his career. So you like to think he will be able to take that next step.
Yeah, I think if I'm a Steeler fan, I'm very excited about what I saw from Devin Bush. But you get the point.
As I am. Yep.
We had to wait. People had to wait a long time. And games were lost in the meantime. They were. Because they didn't have a finisher as a pass rusher. Now they have two. The guy had two strip sacks, two forced fumbles in his first 4 years in the league, Ron. He doubled that this season.
What a year he had. Good for him.
He was great.
As you said, great for him.
And he's going to cash in one way or another, big time. Coming up, Chris Archer and others, but specifically Archer with a tweet, ripped the Houston Astros. It's been interesting to monitor the reaction of baseball players around the league, Ron, with what they're saying. And I'm going to tell you what this Archer tweet said coming up. But I just wonder, like, I definitely think there's a lot of guys out there who hate what Mike Fiers did. He outed them. But I think there's a decent amount of players who, if they see Fiers in spring training, are going to be like, you did the right thing, man. Those guys cost me money, whatever it might be. I think that number is more than I thought it would be anyway. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's. I think probably players have mixed feelings about it.
Yeah.
Nobody likes a rat, right? Nobody.
Right.
Nobody likes a rat, but yet by the same token, if it helps get cheating out of the game when they're playing fairly, they have to be in favor of it.
Let's talk about that coming up. Tonight is the Hall of Fame announcement in baseball. Ron's a voter. We'll talk about his ballot, who he voted in.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.